There is so much rejoicing going on here in the hall at Mater Dei Radio. While we work many hours during the fall share-a-thons and then the spring share-a-thons, we are just so full of joy, of laughter. We have amazing guests that are joining us every hour. We have got a great group of volunteers from Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver. That's the beauty of our signal here at Mater Dei Radio. You know, we reach as all the way south, Eugene, Springfield, and Cottage Grove, KMME country, and then as far north, Castle Rock, Washington. We have got a lot of area that we can cover, and so we are blessed to be able to have volunteers north of the river taking those pledges. Now, they just got warmed up. That was a flurry of calls that just came in, so we are grateful for all of those who called in, many of whom from St. Cecilia's. And now we move forward. So joining us for this hour of Fall Share-a-thon, we are so very excited to welcome a good friend again of Mater Dei Radio, and well, a priest that I have loved talking to him about our beautiful Lady Queen of Peace at Medjugorje, Father John Marshall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Almost good evening, right?
Almost good evening. You know, oftentimes in the morning, because I'm coming in the dark, and I see the moon. Now, as human beings, we have been gazing upon the moon since, we were Adam and Eve, really. They gazed upon the creation of the moon, and we never grow tired of it. Mm-mm. We never grow tired of looking at the moon. And I said, wow, did you see that full moon this morning? I never grow tired of talking about Medjugorje. I've been there once. You have been there many times. From the first time you went, the first time and only time I went, it's like your heart wants to live there forever with Our Lady Queen of Peace. Thank you so much. You're getting ready to go.
Yeah, leaving on Sunday, actually, and going to be there for a day or two before the group arrives. And there's 34. Good number from my own parish and others who have traveled with me before. And just kind of looking at the roster of those who are joining me are people who have gone before, but they're also bringing someone with them who has not gone before. And I think for many of us, like myself, when I went my first time to Medjugorje, you know, I just felt the need that I got to bring other people here.
Yes.
And to experience just heaven on earth, you know. And I'm so excited that others have felt that call too, to bring their significant others, especially their husbands, on this trip. And so it's going to be truly a grace-filled trip. I keep on telling the pilgrims, and reminded the pilgrims who are joining me, I says, let Our Lady surprise you. There's a reason why you're all going. Even if it's your second visit, this will be my fifth visit to Medjugorje. She's always willing to want to show us how we can get closer to her son, Jesus.
Oh, that, and we have been talking so much about that with Our Lady. She is our mother, and she has a mama's heart for all of us. And, you know, I have that mama's heart for my children, but it's for them. The things that I do is to sacrifice for them and for their well-being. Our mother, she is there for us to sacrifice and lead us to her son. It's never about her.
Never. And even if you look at all the images, she does not want to be in the center. She doesn't want to be the point of attention. It's always towards her son. And, you know, and even one of the first apparitions, you know, she had her son in her arms, the infant Jesus. And she was pointing towards him, like, come to him. And that's what she does constantly, you know, is wanting to bring us, come to her so that she can bring us to him. And so many people over these last 44 years, specifically with Medjugorje, going to her so that she can bring them back to her son, where they can encounter peace and healing and transformation.
But in the wisdom of the church and the timing of the church, right, to formalize some of these relationships, to encourage priests to take groups over, to have bishops taking groups over, to Our Lady Queen of Peace, in the midst of all of the violence and degradation all around us, couldn't be anything more appropriate than the message that Our Lady has shared with us from Medjugorje.
Definitely providential.
Yeah.
I mean, from the first message to even now, you know, that you know, I think it relates even with the theme for this year's Fall Share-a-thon about hope.
Yeah.
Is right. that there's a lot of people who just are living in fear or they don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And Our Lady shows us by, I mean, she was a woman of promise, that she also had to trust that God was going to fulfill his promises and that it was going to be fulfilled in her son. And so her example encourages us to walk with her as she walks with us to her son, Jesus, and find that peace.
The generosity of the church, these messages are still going on. And yet the church came in an unusual way, knowing that there are still messages coming, and made some pronouncements so that people could come and receive the graces that are so obviously there.
I think that's the fruit of what's of Medjugorje is the conversions, the vocations, the priesthoods that have been saved, the miracles themselves. You know, it definitely shows that, you know, something is happening.
Yeah.
And as the approval in last September, you know, this is something that's universal for the church, the spirituality, the devotion to Our Lady Queen of Peace. For the entire church.
Just in time for the Jubilee year and for this proclamation by our Holy Father, we're all praying for peace. Obviously, through our intercessions, a great way to do it. I am fruit of Medjugorje, but secondhand. My mother went in 1987.
Wow.
Had a major conversion going to Medjugorje. Came back on fire, not being really deeply established in her faith. Came back and set the whole family on fire. And so, really, I've never been. But I was touched by her trip there. And obviously, I've encouraged others to go along the way. My wife experienced a major experience in Medjugorje as well. So there's just so many stories out there. As you said, the fruit is undeniable. And thanks be to God, the wisdom of the church has shown forth in that area. So.
Thanks be to God.
Well, Dave, you have to go. And maybe you realize, you go to Medjugorje.
Go to Medjugorje. She's been telling me all day, you need to go. I thought that's what you
Right now, go pack your bag. Yeah. You're heading to Medjugorje.
I can't wait to go.
It's probably one of those Catholic both ands.
Yeah,
so like, you need to leave.
Yeah, she's been in it two ways.
And go on pilgrimage.
But you will. From the moment you step foot there, all you can think about is when you're going to be able to go. I've been.
Oh, you've been. Okay.
I have been. I went 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And...
you and the good deacon?
Me and the good deacon and a group of people from Holy Redeemer.
Wow.
I literally cried when I was leaving because I just wanted to stay. And she is just there in the buildings, in the wilderness, in those dark walks just from our little pension over to St. James's Church. Look, I have been Catholic my whole life. I feel like I was a pretty, you know, devoted person, and I went to church on Sunday. In the 9 days that we were in Medjugorje, we prayed for 4 hours every single day.
Yeah.
And at first I went, whoa, okay, wait.
Yeah.
Nah, 4 hours. I mean, what are we embarking on? And the first few days, you start to kind of unwind and you settle into the routine of this village. By the end of the week... 4 hours was, and when I mean 4 hours, it's 1 hour of mass, an hour of adoration, an hour to pray the rosary, an hour of a worship. And it just was like, this is what we do there.
And you're praying as you even walk from one place to another. I mean, there's also not just the, you know, the prayers and the worship, but also the spiritual aspect of a pilgrimage that you were actually, which is one thing I like about Medjugorje, is, you know, it's not just like going to Lourdes, and I love Lourdes as well, but it's, you know, going to the water in Lourdes.
Yeah.
In Medjugorje, it's, you got to make some climbs, which is kind of, you know, reminiscent of life, you know, that there is going to be some mountains in life that we have to climb. We got to keep on moving forward until we get there. And I remember my first time even trying to climb Apparition Hill. I mean, I'm somewhat in good shape, but, you know, I'm also not as young as I used to be. And I remember how hard this hill is to climb, and then of course Cross Mountain is even harder. But it is like life, you know, because sometimes it's easy, and I think that's why we need this message of hope, because there's a lot of people who have just given up, you know, on the climb of life, and they need something to anchor themselves into. And Our Lady wants to show that the anchor is her son, Jesus.
Oh, that's right.
You said it, Brendan, and this is what I've always heard about Medjugorje, and quite frankly, anybody going to Poland. You have all of these sacred places that you could go to in the history of the church. You go to Medjugorje, and you are not just there with pilgrims. You are there with the people that live there, and they practice this. This is their faith. You're entering into their everyday faith life.
Absolutely. She is, I mean, it's almost like the scent of Our Lady is just infused into the city, and the people are changed by it.
Wow.
And there is a group every morning before the sun comes up. They gather and pray the rosary. Mm-hmm. Locals.
Local people, right.
Every day of their lives.
Right, right.
This is what they do. And Father, you know, you were talking a little bit about how climbing Apparition Hill or climbing up to the Blue Cross. I mean, we're talking about, you know, we go out here, out into the gorge, and we're like, oh, we're going to do a little mountain climb. Now, we're talking about these nice groom paths. They've got little barriers to make sure you don't go this way or that way. And you just kind of zigzag your way up. When you're in Medjugorje, imagine a waterfall made out of rocks descending down the mountain. That's your trail.
That's what you're climbing.
That is what you are climbing. And what you were saying is these are tough rocks. Now, look, we can climb that mountain and we can stop. Oh, here's the first mystery. That's I'm good. I'm comfortable. I don't want to move.
Yeah.
But she's urging us closer, and you want to get closer, and it can be a little painful, and you've got to stretch beyond your limits and boundaries. But that's how we grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get deeper, is by pushing ourselves just a little bit more.
Love that.
So it is just wonderful. Our prayers go with you,
thank you.
To all of the pilgrims. They are leaving on Sunday.
Mm.
And thank you again so much for joining us this hour of Share-a-thon. You are a great friend of Mater Dei Radio. So we are going to get the phones ringing. So Father John Marshall is with us this afternoon.
$3,000. $3,000, okay.
That is our goal. That is our goal, to keep the lights on here at Mater Dei Radio. And we have that matching fund.
Oh,
so
it's matching.
With this three, another great way to match this. $3,000. So we're going to stretch a little bit. We're going to try to grow a little bit more. It might feel uncomfortable as we make this journey up Apparition Hill, but the climb is worth it.
Mm.
The climb is worth it. They're just come a little bit farther with us today here at Mater Dei Radio. So the number to call, 888-823-5286. Go on the line at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. $3,000. We are going to need
match
a pledge.
Match dollar for dollar.
Match dollar for dollar. Man. That's going to make it $6,000 for Mater Dei Radio this hour.
And you get it as soon as they call.
That's
in, right? You call in $100, bam, we get $100 added to it.
We do.
We don't have to wait till we get to the $3,000.
You call in $100 a month pledge. Ooh. You're going to break that up over a year. Well, Mater Dei Radio is going to get $1,200
right away.
That's right. We do not have to wait for that match. So every pledge is, we're going to need them at every level.
Yeah.
We're going to need those dollar a days, those $120 or $10 a month. You can break that up over a year. And even those smaller ones, you know, there's some big rocks out there at Medjugorje, but in between all of those big rocks, there's the smaller ones. Those are the ones that kind of support and keep the big rocks from kind of rolling down the hill and taking out poor people like me who are trying to climb up there, right? We need those smaller rocks too. You're the ones that support us every single day. So pledges at every level is what it's going to take to get us to Apparition Hill.
I've got 15 circles on the paper. I think it's going to take 15 individual guests. I did hear a ring and a ding, so we might have a couple in already, but we need 15 individual guests before the top of the hour, just 42 minutes from now, that can come via the telephone, as you said, via the website or on the app. That's 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Now, bam, thank you so much for that call. Now, here's the thing. If you're looking at $3,000, one, match dollar for dollar as soon as you call it in. You divide that between 15 calls. Brothers and sisters, we're looking for $50 one-time gifts, $100 one-time gifts, $10 a month. That dollar a day club, love that. That $30 a month fits in the wheelhouse of many of us. And then we're looking for those bell ringers as well, Brenda.
It's going to take everybody joining us this hour at every level. So what portion can you take? All right, so I'm calling upon people who are listening that happen to go to St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in beautiful Milwaukee, your pastor is on. So get out your phones. Let your friends know that our pastor is on the air at Mater Dei Radio. They got to support him.
I have to say, you know, the bell ringing thing, I'm a little sensitive to it. You probably see me wince every time I
say it. A little post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, I've been accused, you know, of having a face that looks like it was rung by a bell. And it kind of brings back those wounds. But it's okay because we've got to get there. 888-823-5286, 888-823. That was funny. You know what I mean? That's good.
It's a tough crowd tonight.
I resemble that remark.
These squirrels run in front of you every single time you try to say that telephone number.
Yeah. They're very active. They're very active. And they're friends of mine, okay. So I'm okay with it. 888. I've learned to make friends.
There they go again.
888-823-5286.
There we go. I like getting through that number. We're going to go.
Father, before we went on the air, you said, hand it over to Our Lady. So it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes with this crew, I know. But if you could lead us in a quick prayer to start the hour off.
Let's do that. That
would be awesome.
One of my favorite prayers of our Lady is always the Rememorare. So let us just pray that prayer together as we journey through this hour together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly into thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of Peace.
Pray for us. And here's the thing. If you've been contemplating that gift, it's not fair now, because now that Father has called on the intercession of Our Lady, it's not a fair fight. So go ahead and make that telephone call to 888-823-5286. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And we are back. We are so grateful that you are with us in this 5 o'clock hour on this, the second day. Just about 90 minutes left in this afternoon segment. Everything, we've met every single goal up to this point. We know we're going to hit this one as well. Could not be more thankful to all of you who have already called in your pledges of support. Well, there's another group I'm actually more thankful right now. Those of you who have not yet called in your pledges of support, because we need your help this hour. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. Brenda, looks like you've got an update there.
I do have an update, but first I'd love to say thank you to Debbie. She went on a line and made the pledge. She is at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, we are going to pray for your special intention. And to Catherine, thank you so much for your pledge from St. John the Baptist. And she is saying, giving this pledge in thanksgiving and the love for her son and the vocation of Father John Marshall.
Oh, there you
all
go.
All right, that's a good one to pray for both of those. All right, the update is we had a $3,000 goal this hour. So far in $620.
All right, there we go.
That means to go $2,380.
That's exactly where we were hoping to be at this point. So we're in good shape. $2,380 to go. I just heard that phone ringing again. Brenda and Father, it's good to mention every single dollar up to $3,000 is going to be matched.
That's good. I mean, that's the way that
$6,000. It'd be a $6,000 hour.
That's that new math. We're going to call that you've heard of, like, you know, woman math or shopping math. We're going to call this Mater Dei Radio math.
There you go. And we love that math.
We love Mater Dei Radio math.
Our Lady's mathematics, right?
There you go.
She's good. She's like, here's a blessing and we'll multiply it for you. How about that? I love it.
We have generous donors who come forward and they say, not only do I want to give you a gift, I want to give you a gift that inspires other people to give. So that is exactly what's happening. We have $3,000 of matching pledge dollars sitting right there being matched as every single phone call comes in. You call in your gift of $50, bam, we get $100. It happens exactly immediately as soon as you make that gift. So don't miss the opportunity. And more importantly, don't let us miss that opportunity. It's a big, big benefit for Mater Dei Radio.
Absolutely. Of course, under the new leadership of Rolando Moreno, this is a new phase, a new transition that we are going to here at Mater Dei Radio. Now, so much of what we have, Patrick Ryan came on board. He got us moved into this beautiful multimedia center here up on Sylvan Hill. And now he said, I think God is calling me to my next adventure, yeah. My next calling. And Rolando has now stepped in. He is a man with ideas. He is a man with a vision for Mater Dei Radio. And we are asking our listeners, the goals that we have set are the goals that will keep the lights on. That'll just kind of keep us going. But what we're hoping to do is grow. We want to bring forward new locally produced shows, new video podcasts. Thanks to Father Peter Julia and the donations, we have this incredible set right next door here that we want to be able to use and grow in more ideas coming forward. We want to reach a new generation of young Catholics. They are on fire, and it seems like, for the longest time, we have heard this message that is, whatever you think is the truth. Right? Yeah. Whatever you think, that's the truth. And it seemed like a group of young people were not being heard. Or if they said anything, boy, the way that people would turn against it. But now we're realizing there are more people that think like them. There are more people that follow our Lord. And now they are able to say where they are going to school and where they are going to work, I follow Jesus. Mm. I am a follower of Jesus. I am a Christian. I am a Catholic. Amen. And I will not put that light under a bushel basket any longer, right? So here at Mater Dei Radio, we want to be able to bring forward more shows that will speak to those at that level, at that age, at that group who want to be able to live their faith right out for everyone to see.
Look, go ahead, Father.
It's truly like to equip the disciples of this new generation, I think sometimes because of course we all have to work, we got to make sure we can pay the bills and have a roof over our head, but there's also a lot of kind of what I look at with Catholic radio and the resources that are available to us is to use that in between time to help equip that our young Catholics, whether it be Mater Dei, while you're sitting in the car in traffic, especially here in Portland, that's like
right.
Problem here. It's a place where rather than listening to just negative, news or content, to actually hear how I can grow in my faith, how I can, how I can grow to not be ashamed of the gospel like we just heard in the first reading today at Mass. How do we make our Catholics today to become more and more like St. Paul and the other saints, to be evangelists? And this is an opportunity where they can get that formation, and of course to grow in prayer, so that because there's a fire catching, and I think this is what we're seeing, especially in our young people, that I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
We should be careful about what we're letting in, right? The scripture says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things lead to encouragement, think on these things. Not this other garbage. Now, that's out of quote, the last part. But not the garbage in, garbage out, right? Sacred things in, sacred thoughts and sacred activity out. That's the way it works.
Yes.
And so if you're going to have that drive, why not take that opportunity to fill yourself with all the good things? And this is what I love about Mater Dei Radio. We have other sources that contain good things. But really, any other source that you're listening to, you're guarding against part of what they're telling you, and you're receiving the good while guarding yourself from the bad. Mater Dei Radio, you just get to sit back and receive. Mm-hmm. It is the teachings of the church. You don't have to put that block up. Mater Dei Radio is making sure that you're getting authentic teaching of the church and nothing else, so you can really just sit back and receive all of that good without that spirit of worry or that spirit of defense that you have to put up with every other source.
Exactly.
888-823-5286. That is the number to call. $2,380. That is what we have to go this hour. Every hour of Share-a-thon between now till 7 o'clock on Friday night has been assigned an hour. That is the minimum of what we need to meet. Now, if we don't get to this, that means this goal is going to be pushed into another hour. And we don't want to do that because that hour has an assigned amount.
Right.
So we're going to get this amount. We will. We just because we need to. And Our Lady knows our need, and Our Lady will make sure that our needs are fulfilled. So our need is for you to call in right now. What portion can you take? $2,380. Every dollar pledge immediately matched dollar for dollar at Mater Dei Radio. And we're going to use Our Lady's math on that one too. If you pledge a monthly pledge every month, whatever that amount is, maybe it's a dollar a day, $30 a month, $120 a month, whatever that is, that full amount of the match is immediately moved over into the, we'll call it a use pile, into the pile that we can use to create all of those new programs. So help us out now.
Love it. Looking for 15 individual gifts, 5 in, looking for 10 more. We have 26 perfect minutes to get there. Could not be better aligned than to meet our goal in the next 26 minutes with consistent phone calls, consistent visits to the to our web address and also to the app. So telephone number to call, 888-823-5286. Again, matching pledge dollars available, 2,480 of them.
That's it.
That's what we have left. So take advantage of that. That means you can come in at that apostle level, that $1,000, that $1,200, that $100 a month. Give that significant gift. Now, here's the thing. We often talk about this, but we're also clear on this. That's not in everybody's wheelhouse. That is, my wife's name is Eileen. Eileen and I cannot give a $1,000 gift. We can't even break that up over months and give $100 a month. We love to be generous, but we have to be generous within our own wheelhouse. So I am speaking to particular members or individuals who are listening right now. If that is in your wheelhouse, please know that there are people who are hearing this invitation who would love to give Mater Dei Radio a $1,200 gift. They just can't. They're not financially able to do that. Like Eileen and I are not financially able to do that. We would love to be in that position, and we would be the first ones to jump in line and give that kind of gift if we could. So out of thanksgiving that is in your wheelhouse, I'm asking all of those who, like us, are not able to give that gift, pray for the generosity of those who can, that they would be moved to give that gift, and then honor that generosity that they are providing to us by giving your gift as well, that dollar amount that is comfortable for you within what the way that the Lord God has blessed you. 888-823-5286.
Curtis just sent me an Curtis just sent me a message. We have $755 in. That leaves $2,245 remaining.
And matching pledge dollars of $2,245. Yes, so we, again, with now 24 perfect minutes left, we are in that place where we would love to be, asking for the Lord's intercession for us, that he might help us to meet this need. He knows what our need is. He's faithful to meet that need so that we can continue this work.
Absolutely. Father Marshall joining us this hour. He is the pastor of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church and School in Milwaukee. You are getting your bags packed. Now, if it were me, if I were leaving to Medjugorje on Sunday, I would already have half my stuff in in a suitcase.
Yeah.
And that's just the shoes. All different types of hiking shoes. That's what you need when you're a man. No room for high heels there. But I mean, I do have a different color pair of hiking shoes to go with each outfit.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's okay. Father Marshall, though, you will be there, and there will be many things that you and the pilgrims that will be going with you that you will see. You will experience, you know, beautiful ministries that have grown out of this. Mary's Meals is one of those, or just people who have found freedom from addiction and they live in community there. But also a portion of your time, and sometimes it's a lot of the portion of your time, will be spent hearing confessions. Mm-hmm. There is a whole row of confessionals that are just to the side of the parish in every language. The priests come, they put their panels as to what languages they are speaking, and the lines fill up behind them. In fact, today for our share-a-thon, our theme, Rejoice in Hope, we are focusing on the hope in God's mercy. Here is a quote from the diary of Saint Faustina, where she said, "Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God, even if a person's sins were as dark as night. God's mercy is stronger than our misery." Right? And people come to the confessional there And it, for hours, you can spend hours that, and it goes by it like God's time.
I remember one of my visits there in Medjugorje, I think it's my third visit there. I already had another Mass I celebrated earlier, and so I thought, well, I don't need to concelebrate the evening Mass, and I will just hear confessions. And, you know, they kind of, the guy that kind of organizes all the priests, I ended up, he put me in the corner of the church, and I was there between 5 p.m. and a little after 9 p.m., and it felt like the time went that fast.
Wow.
It was,
wow.
But the beautiful thing about Medjugorje is the fact that it is the world's confessional.
Yeah.
And the miracles that take place there, because people have come there, and some people don't even know how they got there, but they're there, and they are holding on to something. They're coming in with, you know, some type of weight, especially something, a struggle, a sin, or addiction, or just some hurt, and Our Lady brings them to her son Jesus and the priest, and they go to confession, and you see that person who walked in so heavy laden, and then they walk out there just lighter than air, because they have been free finally. They've been healed. And of course, they go to Mass right after that, and they receive our Lord in the Eucharist. So it is the most awesome thing to see. And especially as a priest, it's renewing for us, because that's our ministry, the ministry we get to share in, is to bring others to Jesus, just like our mother, to have them be liberated and to experience just that I didn't need to hold on to this anymore. And our Lord takes it away, and they're just totally free. And I think those are the ones that go back out and just talk about Medjugorje and bring others with them, because they've experienced that healing. Because once a person is healed, they want to share that, and hopefully others can want to maybe be healed as well.
I so appreciate the priesthood and the men who come forward to serve, like yourself. And I know that you pour your lives into us, your spouse, the body of Christ. I think that the gift of confession is tremendous for me. I've experienced it, that liberation that you've talked about from sin. But I imagine that it is a wonderful gift of being re-energized for the priest too, to encounter that person coming to confession and being the one who is sitting there in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, and granting that freedom and being able to see that freedom that is on that person as they're leaving. That's got to be a way of just, the Lord knew what the taxing that would take place, how difficult it would be for the life of the priest. I wonder if some of that sacrament isn't a gift back to the priest.
It's just a reminder of why we do what we do, you know. And, you know, I don't know if it was St. John Vianney or who, another saint, but, you know, that having that power to say, it's not my power, that's our Lord's power, but to be just a mere human being who's also a sinner, and to be able to say those words to someone that of course it's our Lord absolving them. I absolve you from your sins.
But those words coming forward from your mouth.
And seeing that person who came in just, you know, whatever the situation that person found themselves before they walked in, and to see that their life now has been changed. The trajectory of their life has been changed.
Set free.
I mean, it's a miracle for just, as a priest, to see that happen in someone's life.
It is a miracle. The confessional is a miracle happens all of the time. Every time you step into the confessional, a miracle happens because you are healed.
Yeah.
You are healed, and that is a miracle. So we are joined this hour with Father John Marshall. We want to say a few thank yous. The phone has been ringing a little bit. Yeah. We're going to need to get it to ring a little bit more.
One quick thing. Not to take anything away from Our Lady of Medjugorje, that can be found at any Catholic church.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
In any confessional in this city and around the world. And that's why this radio station exists, is to remind people about the sacraments that our Lord instituted, and that they are as close as the nearest Catholic church.
100%, Aaron. Exactly. You are right. And we should never take for granted our ability to be healed if we just ask. All we need to do is come back to church, go to the confessional, and receive that healing. Now, people who have received that healing, who have their faith with them every single day, they are calling us during this hour with Father Marshall. We'd like to say thank you to Johanna. She attends St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. I love her prayer. She said, "Let us unite in prayer and thanksgiving for our Archbishop and for our priests."
Amen.
Where would we be without the sacramental of their anointed hands for us? That is for sure. Cynthia, thank you so much. She is from St. John the Baptist. She wants Father Marshall to have a very safe trip as we all do. Thank you so much. And Dawn, thank you so much for your gift. You attend Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Thank you for that very generous gift.
Before you leave, I want to ask Rolanda a question real quick, because here's the thing. Where Mater Dei Radio is concerned, the person who carries the responsibility, carries that difficulty associated with making sure that the organization is run well, making sure that it's funded, is quite frankly you. You've taken on that mantle. And I do want to say this. You probably missed me. I haven't been here for On Air Pledge Drive for a couple years. Last time I was here, Pat Ryan said to me, your jokes were so bad this time, I swear to you, as long as I'm here, you'll never come back. And I thought, well, Rolando's there now, and Pat left, so maybe I'll get to come back. And that's exactly what happened.
For sure.
But here's the thing. You, on a serious note, you carry that burden. You know, that is something that the Lord God has assigned to you. The only way that it can be fulfilled, the only way that that burden can be alleviated, is through partnership with all of these people who are listening. What would you say to them? You carefully laid this out, saying, we've got to pay our bills, brothers and sisters. The faithfulness has always been there. We need the faithfulness to continue.
Well, I think I would just say, Jesus says to us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So really, I feel like this is on our Lord and our Lady, and they're in control. We're here to serve and just to be, these servants of this ministry, and to just place these intentions, full trust in that they will complete this mission. So I have full, complete trust that this is theirs. And yeah, I think all things will work out for those who love them, as he says. So
let me tell you a story. EWTN, 1985. So at the very, it went on the air in 1981. So we're in the infancy of EWTN. And the sister, God bless you for making that gift online. The sister who was in charge of finances at that point came to Mother Angelica and said, Mother, payroll is due monthly. Payroll is due. It's $15,000 and we don't have any money in the bank. And Mother, the reason I'm saying this is because you sounded like her. She said, "What, Sister, why are you telling me about this? It's Jesus' network. Go tell him." So she obediently went into the chapel in front of Jesus in the Eucharist and said, Jesus, payroll is due. It's $15,000 and we don't have any money in the bank. And she went to her desk. She got the mail that day. A check arrived that day for $15,000 to pay payroll in 1985. Now, if that check had not come, EWTN would have gone away and no one would have thought anything of it. It had just begun. It would not have been allowed to grow into what we know it to be today, the effect that we know that it has had, the obedience of the person who sent the check, but the spirit of Mother Angelica, just like you said, Rolando, to say, it's yours, Lord. What do you want to do?
It's
the hearts of the people. I'm going to get a good night's sleep. Now, who was the saint that said, I've done all I can do today, I'm going to bed? It's
St. John the 23rd.
Oh, was it St. John the 23rd? That's right.
Lord,
yeah.
It's your church. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I got to get some sleep. There you go. I love it. Thank you, Rolando.
Thank you. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to just take a very short break here because we're a little bit over from what we normally do because we've got a hill to climb. We're going to get an update, and then we're going to get to our goal. So stay with us here at Mater Dei Radio. We are back. We are full of joy. We were just relaying some of just the best moments of being Catholic, both on screen and in real life, and it brings us joy.
And isn't it funny that the things that people associate as oppressive in the church are actually the things that we enjoy the most, confession being top of my list after the Eucharist. But this idea that we can go and have this conversation with someone who is acting in persona Christi and be set free, but also enjoy it a bit. Have a conversation with another human being and have that back and forth conversation that's also important during that sacrament.
Well, I think it's even the church calls that, if you look at the ritual, it's a celebration, and it's as much as, it may not be something that most people are comfortable with about going to confession. I mean, even for us priests, we have to go to another brother priest to go to confession. And so it's not always comfortable because, it's our ego. I mean, my ego gets in the way sometimes. And sometimes we just, what's so joyful about that, but there is something to be joyful because the Lord wants to heal us. He wants to forgive us. He wants to be savior. And the only way he can do that is if we're willing to let go of what we're holding on to, I think it is a gift as a Catholic, to have this sacrament, because it's just, I know that I'm messy. I know I'm broken, but I know that the Lord wants to just heal me again and again. And I don't think it's how oft it's It's not how few times we go to confession.
Yeah.
It's how more, how often we go to confession when we know we need it to get back up again and again and again. And I think it's, that's what it means to be a Christian is, I know I fall, but as long as I get back up and keep going forward. You know, I was telling someone the other day about, you know, the saints, you know, we're thinking about All Saints coming up in a couple weeks. I know it's still at the beginning of October, but it is coming up. And you think, what makes a saint a saint? They didn't give up.
Oh, amen.
On a heroic level.
Not that they didn't fall. They just were unwilling to
they
stay
were sinners.
There.
Yeah. They just kept on focused moving forward.
Those who persevere to the end.
Yeah. All right. 888-823-5286. A few thank yous that I want to get to because we do not want to miss any of these. All of them came online. They went to MatzerDayRadio.com or they used the free Hail Mary Media app. A big thank you to Colleen. Thank you so much for your generous gift. She goes to St. John the Baptist.
Thank
you, Colleen. And she said she is praying for Father John. We all are as well. Patrick, thank you. As well, he goes to St. John the Baptist Catholic Church and to Father Brent. This came during Father Marshall's hour.
He said he is making that pledge,
but he is praying for his parishioners as well. So thank you all for that. All right. So we've got a bit of an update. We've got, let's see, 8 minutes. How we doing?
$1,065 in, $1,935 to go.
All right, and here we go. We were looking for 15 individual gifts. We've had 7 come in. We need 8 more. 8 more individual gifts. We're down to 7 minutes to do it. This is the way we can skin this cat. 4 on the line. We can take 4 phone calls plus Deb. That's 5. So we need to get all of the phone lines filled. We need a couple of you, and we've had a bunch of online gifts. Thank you for that. Going to MatterDayRadio.com, MatterDayRadio.com, or giving your secure gift through the Hail Mary Media app. But here is that telephone number to call because now we are in crunch time. Not only do we need to hit this goal, $1,935 to go, those are also matching pledge dollars.
Yes.
So we're talking about nearly $3,900 that is sitting there waiting for us with your telephone call. What portion of that can you take? Let's take those 4 on the line. We need to fill up the phone lines first. Let's take those phone calls, the first in honor of the Father, the second in honor of the Son, the third in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then the fourth in honor of Our Lady. We're going to count those down. Get ready. Make those phone calls. Volunteers are standing by, ready to take your call because this, brothers and sisters, is crunch time. We are so thankful for the procrastinators. Here we go. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. The first time we hear that phone ringing, that's going to be a phone call in honor of a gift given, in honor of the Father of us all, our Heavenly Father. Who wants to make that call? Give that gift in honor of God the Father. 888-823-5286. $1,935 of matching pledge dollars available.
All right, we've got about just 6 minutes left in this hour. This would be just so important for us to be able, again, to hit this goal so that way we can move on to the next hour. What portion can you take? We will need that bell to ring.
We're going to need a bell
ring. In fact, I'm going to step over here. I'm going to open the door because I believe that that person who was able to make that pledge are just going to call in the next 6 minutes. And I want to be ready to hear that. 888-823-5286.
Before you do that, since we do only have about 5 minutes, Father, would you lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
For everybody who has donated and will. And
in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Loving Jesus, we're so grateful for all that you have given us. Everything. All the graces you have poured out upon us, especially throughout this day. In a special way, Lord, I'm just so grateful for all those who are so generous to this to be your instrument out there, to lead others to you through the intercession and prayers of your mother, whose patronage this radio station is guided by. And so, Lord, we just ask you to just bless all these generous givers who have given throughout today and yesterday during this fall share-a-thon, and those who will be giving to generously from their hearts, so that we may continue this great ministry of Catholic radio here in the Northwest. And so, Lord, in a special way, you know the hearts of all of us, and help us just to respond in kind to you, to all the generosity that you have poured out to us, that we may share these gifts. And we ask our Blessed Mother to look after all these donors, those who have given and those who will give, and whatever intentions they have in their hearts, that she will bring them to the throne of you, Jesus, and she may guide each and every one of us closer and closer to your most sacred heart. This we ask in your name, Jesus, for you are Lord forever and ever.
Amen. And Father, may we have your blessing.
Be happy to. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, may Almighty God bless each and every one of us, those listening, our families, our parishes, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to step over here. I'm going to open the door. We're going to start hearing that phone ring. People are going to go on a line to materdeiradio.com. On the Hail Mary Media app, in the next 4 minutes, we need to fill up that phone bank. They're calling 888-823-5286. Let's get to that goal.
Yeah, four. Let's get four on the line again, looking for that call in honor of the Father, 888-823-5286. We are in that most enviable of positions. We need the Lord God. He needs to intercede in this particular way right now, because this is absolutely accomplishable. He already has you in mind, brother. He already has you in mind, sister, to fulfill this need that Mater Dei Radio has. We know that God's work done in God's time never lacks God's provision. St. Teresa of Calcutta said that. And we know that that this is his work. It is for the salvation of souls. So will you be a part of this powerful work of God, this movement of God that's going to take place here in this next 2.5 minutes? Invite you to be a part of it by honoring God the Father by calling 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Looking for four on the line right now. First, in honor of the Father. The second, in honor of the Son. The third, in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to put a big old bow on it as we cross the finish line with a gift in honor of Our Lady. Now, with just 2 minutes to go, you can also go online, materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. But make those phone calls now. We can count you in easy, even as we come to the top of the hour. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286.
I can hear the excitement growing in the next room over. We know some things are happening. We need to hear the bell ring. It's possible that pledges are coming online. We are grateful for those, but we still need to hear some of the phone ringing. That's what really gets us excited. Apparently, they're just sitting around chatting it up, wondering who's going to be the next one to take that call. Well, we need somebody to call in, 888-823-5286. $1,935 to go. We can do it. It's a short amount of time. People love the drama, but we are going to get there. 1 minute left. We're going to pause and we're going to pray the Angelus, and then we're going to get ready for our next hour. So let's close up this hour strong. 888-823-5286.
Calling on that short person. We'll have other calls coming in. We've got gifts coming in online. The most it would be is $1,935, but probably less than that. But can you, not the short person in stature, this is someone who comes in and makes up for the shortfall, and that is where we're at right now. Could you stand up and be that person for us right now, filling in that gap? 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286.
All right. We are getting close to the top of the hour. I know people have been listening. They're like, oh, somebody else is going to call. No, that's you.
We're waiting on you.
We're waiting on you to please place that call. Someone went on a line. That means we are eating away at that balance that we have this hour. What portion can you take? In any amount. In any amount. Let that pledge be your support of Mater Dei Radio this hour. 888-823-5286. All right, so we're going to get a final tally. I know some things are coming on the line and they're wrapping up a few of those pledges. So we're going to be able to get a total for you, and we're going to welcome our next guest. So stay with us here at Mater Dei Radio.
Father, thank you for your time.
No, thank you. It was good to be here. Always is.
All right. Awesome. We'll be back after the break here at Mater Dei Radio.